The U.S. Labor Department recently reported that a record 4.5 million workers left their job in November 2021. This follows 4.2 million in October and makes up part of the overall 38 million total number of workers leaving their jobs in 2021. Employees seem to be taking advantage of better pay and benefits as labor shortages remain a major problem for the U.S. economy. I have Marcus Cotton, Executive Search Vice President for Cornerstone Resources, to speak on current trends in hiring, specifically in the credit union space. He heads up the Executive Search and Professional Recruiting Division for Cornerstone Resources, which works to source talent for credit unions on a national scale. Marcus, thank you for being here with me today.
Thanks for having me, Tanya.
So let's jump in. What are some hiring trends you're seeing for 2022?
Yes. Yeah, so the big talk is the Great Resignation.
Right.
But let's not lose focus on what is actually going on. I'll tell you, last month, 4.5 million people did resign, but the majority of those people are going to work somewhere else. You know, there are 1.5 jobs for each unemployed person out there, but the unemployment rate is on a steady decline. People are going to work. So, you know, we're really calling it the Great Resignation, but it really is the great shift in employment. You know, people are wanting to work for the best places out there right now. They're wanting that next level in their career. They're wanting that next level of development. And I'll tell you, it's not uncommon when it comes to life events for people to self-evaluate. You know, I'll tell you, the loss of a loved one, birthday, divorce, marriage. Anytime these things take place in someone's life, they start to self-evaluate and they wanted to make changes or improvements in their lives. Well, COVID has been a major life event and it's affecting a large mass of people and it's happening to everyone at the same time. So, you know, I tell you though, the interview process used to be in favor of the company.
Right.
But because of these changes, it's now in favor of the candidate. And companies really need to adjust and adjust quickly, you know, if they want to end up on top when this is all said and done.
So where are you seeing that candidates are finding the most opportunity, specifically within the credit union space, like entry-level positions, middle, senior management?
So the bigger question is, where are candidates not finding opportunity?
Okay, you'll start there.
I mean, opportunities are everywhere from the East Coast to the West Coast, and they're literally on all levels. We're talking about from the teller all the way up to the president and CEO. You know, there's already been a high demand for executive talent throughout the industry. This has primarily been due to a lack of credit unions developing talent, and now they find themselves behind the eight ball because there's just not enough developed talent to go around to fill these executive roles. But then it's also being fueled by the extensive rate of retirements. Mm. So, you know, anywhere between 1/3 to 50% of all your executives are retiring. So the executive talent demand has always been there, hasn't really been affected by COVID. Now, staffing, on the other hand, it actually has. But I'll tell you, credit unions are looking for staff pretty much in all disciplines. You really had to focus on some hotspots, or you had to focus on some areas of opportunity as far as general staffing roles. I think you want to look at call center, because a lot of times credit unions are moving the opportunities from the branch level, which has been reduced foot traffic, to call center because call center demand has gone up. Lending has actually been in very high demand. We're talking about consumer lending. Mm-hmm. The refi boom has been massive on the mortgage side. But IT, with all the remote opportunities now and people either working remote or telecommuting, you're having to shore up your networks. So there's a lot of opportunity when it comes to IT now.
So you're saying new roles are being created within the IT space and credit unions?
Absolutely. They're ramping up and beefing up their IT, areas of IT. Every credit union is beefing up their lending staff and they're beefing up their call center operations.
Yeah. Are you seeing a shift in the talent that is applying for credit union jobs in terms of being from outside the credit union industry?
You know, we have not been really seeing that shift. And the primary reason being is credit unions. Credit unions really don't like to hire outside the industry. They don't like to hire individuals that don't have financial services experience. And that really needs to change. They're not taking advantage of this big shift in employment right now.
What advice would you give to a credit union in terms of qualifications that they're looking for, in especially in an entry-level role?
There's a laundry list of things that credit unions really need to be looking at when it comes to hiring new talent. Starting off with the very beginning, let's talk about interviews. Interviewing is a two-way street, all right? Days of interrogation are over. You know, the big question used to be is the employer would ask, you know, what do you know about us? Well, now is, what do you know about the candidate? There's a change in mindset that actually needs to take place. And these organizations need to start spending the time to figure out who they're talking to and who they're interviewing. I think something else that really needs to happen in credit unions is we need to do a better job at creating challenges for employees. That's one of the things that people are looking for. One thing you can do is rotate your employees from role to role to actually better develop them. Talk to them about how you want to grow them and their backgrounds from the very beginning. Talk about that in the interviewing process. And growth doesn't always have to be up. Many times it can be sideways. Learning what the person next to you or department over is actually doing, those are ways to really grow and develop people and make them more well-rounded.
Is growth something that you are finding on a lot of candidates' wish lists lately?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll tell you what candidates are really looking for. The number one thing out there is flexibility. All right? They're wanting to work remote. They're wanting to telecommute, work from home. Next is growth potential. They don't want to work just to work anymore. You know, they want they want to feel like they're part of a mission, like they're part of a bigger picture. And then, of course, compensation. Is compensation a factor? It always is.
Right.
But it's not many times the only factor, and it's not the motivating factor. And employers need to really understand that these are changes that people in the market are looking for right now.
Right. What can credit unions do to accommodate new hires?
So, you know, we talked a little bit about the interviewing process and creating challenges, you know, to kind of add on to that, you know, more inclusion. That's one thing that candidates are looking for. Good luck with managing and making decisions behind closed doors. Those days are over. I think, employers now need to develop committees to get people more involved, to promote more buy-in, have stronger mentor programs where you can actually shadow the leaders and the managers within the organization, create more transparency. So that inclusion is actually very important. Rewarding good performance. Rewards and being incentivized shouldn't come in a Christmas bonus or annual incentive. So create new ways to incent your staff. You'd be surprised at how far lunch and a gift card would go. It goes a long ways. You know, flexible work environment, again, I think we just talked about earlier, working remote or allowing telecommuting. Vacation policies.
Right, yeah.
What does it really cost you to expand your vacation policy and offer more vacation time? And it's also a way for you to create and foster a work-life environment and become more competitive. And then I think you asked me earlier about hiring outside the industry. That's one thing that credit unions really need to do. They got to take advantage of talent that's available in the marketplace. They got to build on the base of this industry, which credit unions believe in taking care of their employees and taking care of their members. They need to tell that story and then build upon that when they're trying to attract new talent. And then you got to look for raw skills versus experience. So what I mean by that, a lot of credit unions now, if you're looking for a branch manager, you want someone with branch manager experience. You're looking for a loan officer, you want someone with experience as a loan officer. They're not looking at those that might have that raw talent that are trainable and actually coachable. So they're not really taking advantage of this great shift in employment. You got to have the means to do the training, and you got to have the desire to do so. And the credit union industry has really been resistant to that. And I think that's something that that really needs to change.
I love you pointing out how credit unions should look to raw talent versus industry experience. It caused me to recall a memory from when I was 16 and interviewing for my very first job, right? My parents owned a music store at the mall at the time, and I just went just down the hallway, just a little ways, and interviewed at a sunglasses store. And I submitted my application. I had my interview with the manager of the store, and he asked if I had any experience. And I said, no, this is my very first interview. And I was almost, a little too naive. I was so wide-eyed and bushy-tailed thinking like, this is it. This is my first job. I'm going to get this first job. And then the phone call came a couple days later saying, well, we were looking for somebody with some experience. And I remember thinking, what a crazy situation, what a fallacy, like, how am I supposed to get any experience if this job is looking for experience? Of course, I just ended up working in my parents' music store. I totally skirted the system at that point, but it just, it made me think like, okay, now many years later, I think, okay, well, they could have really just, looked into raw talent instead.
Absolutely. I mean, there's so much talent out there that you just got to be given the opportunity. Mm-hmm. And, we're talking to credit unions every day about how they're struggling to fill positions within their organization. But have they looked at talking to that bartender that's looking for that next thing in their credit? Have they talked to that waiter or waitress that really wants to do something better with the direction they're going in right now? So yeah, we're hearing about this great resignation and all this talent that's out there, but these people still have to be trained and they have to be developed. And I think it's an excellent opportunity for, honestly, credit unions to come out on top and take advantage of all this talent and this big shift in employment.
So great resignation can give way to the great shift. And that could give way to a great shift in mindset as well for credit unions.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's what has to happen.
Well, thank you so much, Marcus. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us about this.
All right. Thank you for having me, Tanya. Take care.
Great insights from someone who should know. Marcus and his team have been busy helping credit unions across the nation fill roles, connecting candidates and credit unions to help perpetuate the people helping people philosophy. Cornerstone Resources' executive search and professional recruiting team can help compose job descriptions, review resumes, vet candidates, and schedule interviews, saving you time and energy to do what you do best. If you're going to the CUNA GAC Expo, stop by booth 310 and say hi. Contact ESPR@cornerstoneresources.coop with any questions about how the Cornerstone Resources executive search and professional recruiting team can help you. Thank you for listening to the Cornerstone League podcast. This episode was hosted by me, Tanya Detberner, and produced by our in-house team. Until next time.